Cam FM 97.2.
May Bumps.
W1.
Got Downing W1 at the top of this division and Keys W1. They've rode over both days, all 3 days so far even. Jesus W1, they're sitting third at the moment. Claire W1 in fourth. Emma W1 in fifth. Girton W1 in sixth. Fat W1, they're in seventh. Noonan W1 are in eighth. Churchill W1 in ninth at the moment. They are on for their blades at the minute. Unlike Bryce's W1, who are sitting in tenth at the moment. They got spoons last year. They're on for spoons again this year, unfortunately. Lady Margaret W1, they're sitting in 11th. Pembroke One are sitting in 12th. Jesus W2, the only two boat in this division, are sitting at 13th. Peterhouse W1. Maudlin W1, they're on for their blades. They're going to be looking to bump Peterhouse in 14th. Queens W1, they're on for spoons in 16th. 17th even is Fitzwilliam W1. And St Cat's W1 is the sandwich boat. As the boats approach, we round Grassy Corner, and it's Downing W1. They've held the headship for the last 3 years. They're looking to make it four here at the moment, and they are powering away. They've got two blues in that boat. That was kind of expected. But Keys did run the close yesterday, and it looks like at the moment they're just inside a boat length away from them. As they come round Grassy Corner, they're going to be looking to close that down incredibly quickly down the Flower Reach. But yeah, it's just about a boat length between those two crews. Now it looks like they may well be on for, can we say this, boring rollovers again? Downing looking imperious at the top there. They're going for a fourth year. Jesus, here we go. They've got Jesus W1 behind them. They've dropped off to about a boat length and a half. They're about still on station with Keys W1. Then behind them, Claire again, about on station. Emma W1, it's the same story. They're about on station. And then Girton behind them, they're on station as well. Claire, massive Claire contingent here on Grassy Corner. They're trying to get their crew up so they can catch Emma. Jesus here, even. We're going round Grassy. As Emma come round the corner, Girton are coming round the corner, and behind them, first and third, but Newnham, they've already got one whistle. They're inside a boat length of first and third as they're looking down Plough Reach at the moment. It's just an absolutely amazing sight to see all of these crews who have worked so hard across the year ploughing away at the top of the division. Yes, it's now within a boat. I'd say it's about half a boat length for Newnham on first and third right now. And behind Newnham, you've then got Churchill. Churchill, they have dropped off. They're about two boat lengths behind Newnham. I'm just going to throw up to Tim on Ditton whilst I have a little look at the back end of the division.
Right, so yes, we have Downing now coming into Ditton Corner, looking very strong together as always. If anything, Keys behind them, it's hard to tell, but it looks like the Keys are holding about a boat length between them. Downing, very close line. Jack, back to you.
Christ, they got spoons last year. They may well get spoons again this year. It's Lady Margaret W1. They are within half a boat length of Catherine Christ at the moment as they go round Grassy and into the long reach. Behind them, they've managed to pull out a two boat length gap between them and Pembroke, who are being chased by Jesus W2. Jesus W2 can be very proud of themselves wherever they end up. They're the only W2 boat in this division. And it looks, just looking up the river, it looks like LMBC are going to catch Christ.
So Downing, Keys and Jesus have rode past, and Claire coming after Jesus looking for them. But behind that, Emma are closing down Claire slightly faster than Claire closing down Jesus. Claire, I think we've had some struggles in this area of the division yesterday. I think Emma are keen to get back on Claire, who got them yesterday. Behind that, Girton coming through looking fairly strong. Jack.
Maudlin W1, they're going to get their blades by the look of things. They're closing down really quickly on Peterhouse. Just to give you an idea, Peterhouse have pulled towards the Plough Pub. Maudlin have pulled towards the other bank to see if they can get them going around this. And that could mean that if they go full speed, they could go into the sideways and get the push. Cameron Fenton's best price in that boat. He is going to be incredibly pleased if they manage to get the bump. Queen and Fitz coming through behind them. We've had no bumps before Grassy Corner, but it looks like some boats are pulling in at Ditton. Tim.
Right, so yes, I've had Newnham holding their holding that quarter of a length behind their first and third. Churchill have slipped away from that. In fact, it may have closed down onto the reach. The hull will be able to close it, fill it in on that. Churchill have come past and there's no sign of Price. So I assume there's been a bump from LMBC on Price around Dickenport or along Plough Reach somewhere. The hull, have you, what's going on the reach?
I've got Downing, and as ever, really strong. They're going for it here. Got the line they want coming up the long reach. It doesn't look like that team so are going to catch it. Their maximum stroke was broke, but that is not enough for the river today. Downing, such a strong crew, and they are looking really good for their run over here. In behind them is really tight. One have got a lot of room on them. Back to Claire boat again with a bit of room. It looks like back to you, Tim.
So Maudlin has got overlap with Pembroke and Peterhouse. Lots of overlap. They've got maybe half the most of overlap coming around Dickie Corner with Peterhouse. There still hasn't been a concession. Their bows are drawing level into the reach. Finally, they've conceded. Maudlin have just bumped Peterhouse, and that I think is the most overlap I've ever seen before a bump. Rahul.
Yep, Rowover's at the top of this division, even down to Jesus W1. Downing W1 are going to take the head control over here. Keys W1 so close. They're three lengths off as well. They're three lengths away. But it's Emma who have Claire within about a length, but they're overlap. They've got a wider line than them. They're gonna go to the motorway just behind them. Unum look like they have overlap on spot. There's two boats I'm looking here. The bow ball, it's level with Emma are going to have to get in. Gerson making that push. They're going to hit the blade here off the stick. They're going to hit it the bouncer. I think it hit, and that's the concession. Looking back behind me then. Now, for this Noonan boat, it's going to be exactly the same story. They've gone wide, and now the cop is going to make that decision. Here we go. It's identical. Noonan are going to take first and third. Liz Godwin urging her cross, but it's not going to be enough for her. It's not. The bouncer is level with her. They've got to concede at some point, and here the physical bump is coming. Noonan know they've got this one. They just need to pull these last two strokes. Liv Godwin is not going to let it go that easily, though. Noonan are going to have to push her through the bridge. It's needed a really quick avoidal, something like that. The Jerson, it's still going, though. Liv Godwin, how she managed to get back through to push round. It looks like by getting that inside line, he's managed to spot something. He's managed to keep them away. Physical contact, not yet. The Noonan cop has stopped her crew. The Noonan cop has stopped her crew. Fat are rowing on. Noonan believe they bumped her. Fat are keeping on rowing. But it looks like there may be a hand there. There's a hand there. Fat have conceded that one. Noonan as well. So they're going to have to extricate them through a bit of, while Noonan try and clear in front of them. Churchill are going to swing out. Noonan going to come across them. It's not going to be a trouble because Churchill don't have anything behind them until we hit Pembroke. Pembroke, they're facing a stiff challenge, though. Pembroke are facing a really stiff challenge from Jesus W2. They're going to try and do exactly what their men's boat just did in the division before. They haven't quite got the length here. They're taking the same line as the men have gone. They've gone the inside line here. They're about 3 inches of a length off. Pembroke growing very nicely. The Jesus boat there yelling, push, girls, push. And it's really going to be interesting. Both on the side, on both sides. So the line here is not perfect for Pembroke, but Pembroke looks like they might be taken down to about half a length by the Jesus crew. The crew behind is the Queen's crew, obviously, but this boat is going to really, this one's going to reach well, and I'm going to have to chase it, I think. I'm going to have to get off the tow path, though. Okay, I'm chasing this one. Jesus, looks like they're reeling in Pembroke ever so slowly. It is a bump, though. It's going to be very, very late. It's going to disappear around the corner beforehand. Jesus do look like they're making ground on that Pembroke boat. But I think in this time round, it may be a little too late for them. They're going to go around and hit control in a second. Just getting prepared for cycling there. She smiles at me. Frankly, it's a smile, not a frown. Jesus boat there. It's pushing all the way around. Jesus, they're going to try and catch them. They've got an outside line this time. Going final kink. It doesn't look like it's going to go. I'm going to have to walk around. I've lost sight of them. They're still rowing, though. Boats in behind them, though. It's the Queen's boat. The Queen's boat are going to row home. They've got about 4 or 5 lengths on the Fitz boat. The Fitz boat equally have a lot of length on Rovers at the bottom there. But it's about whether those bumps there occurred. Jack, if you can just take it while I catch my breath and give you a summary of the bumps that definitely went down here. Newman back pulled over on the other side of the river.
So this is another emergency call to get any water we can to Rahul down by the control tent at the moment. Rahul, if you see any more bumps, please do interrupt me whilst I run down these provisional results. But in this W1 division at May Bumps 2016, this is what we look like at the moment. Downing, W1, they knew exactly the plan. that they had at the start of the week, and that was to row over every single day. And they have executed that to perfection. They have now held headship of the river at Maybunt for 5 out of the last 6 years, and this is their 3rd in a row. They are taking headship this evening. There'll be some boat burning going on at Downing later on. Keys W1, they rode over every single day last year in Maybumps. They last held headship in 2002, and they rode over every single day this year. They stay 2nd in the division. Jesus W1, they're going to have to wait a little bit longer. They last held headship in 2007. They row over in this division after they bumped once to move up from 4th to 3rd in this division across the 4 days. Flair W1, they dropped 2 places last year, but they've managed to recover it this year. They've bumped twice before now, and they rode over again today, so they return to 4th place in this division. Emma W1, they got bumped by Girton W1. Girton W1, they rose 3 places last year. They rise 3 places again this year. So in the last 2 years, they have now risen from 11th to 5th in this division. Newham W1, they bumped Fat W1. So that was Fat W1 being bumped 3 times in this May bump. Newham W1 getting their bump twice in this division on Thursday and today. Churchill W1, they have bumped every single day of this May bump 2016 except for today. They now row over. Unfortunately means they don't collect their blades. Christ W1, they are collecting their spoons though, unfortunately, after rising 3 places in last year's May bump. They have dropped 4 this year. They are collecting their spoons. Lady Margaret W1, they were the ones who bumped Christ, so they return to the same spot, 10th in the division, that they were at the start of play on Wednesday. So that's Maggie bumping Christ. Pembroke and Jesus, Rahul's going to check what went on there, but we will have a see about what happens in that division. That Jesus W2 boat, which bladed into the division last year, it wouldn't surprise me if they managed to catch Pembroke. I've seen that Jesus W2 crew, and they look incredibly powerful, but Rahul will chase that one down, and we'll get that one confirmed results in a minute. And what a story is this. Magdalen W1, they rose 3 places last year, but didn't quite get there. Blades, they have got their blades this year. They will be ecstatic because they have risen even from the sandwich boat up to now 14th in the division by bumping Peterhouse W1. Magdalen crew are going to be really, really quite happy. I think that might be an understatement tonight. Queens W1, they got their spoons last year, but they managed to avoid that today. They've been bumped every single day so far, but they are going to row over in this division. They just dropped 3 places here. Fitzwilliam W1 and St. Cat's W1 at the bottom of the division, they are going to both rowing over as well. So the big story of this W1 division is the dominance of that Downing W1 crew that has continued into its 3rd straight year and its 5th out of 6. 5 years out of the last 6, Downing W1 has been head of the river at May Bump 2016. It'll be really interesting to see, perhaps in 2017, whether that Keys W1 boat can end a 15-year wait or whether Jesus W1 can end a slightly shorter wait of 10 years and see if they can displace Downing W1, where they will be burning a boat in Downing College tonight to celebrate that headship.
Cam FM 97.2.
May Bumps.
W1.